often we sort of go over to Aubrey and either have breakfast if we've had a big night out, or lunch at Green Zebra is a really nice place in Dean Street. And sort of a nice sort of atmosphere with cars and that sort of thing, like it's very lively, and have sort of coffee and a chat. A night out, we tend to also Aubrey. It's got better nightlife than pubs in Wodonga, well, I personally think. But sort of Paddy's is, you can have a few drinks and a bit of karaoke if you'd like, or just sitting outside chilling until you, whether you want to go onto the clubs or not, or just have a relaxing night where you can catch up. It's really nice. There's movies, there's a cinema centre over in Aubrey that's, you know, the movies run quite late that you can go over if it's a last minute thing. Or a lot of people I find tend to have, because there are people who've come from other cities and stuff and they're living out of home, they have like little housewarming parties and stuff like that. So they're often a lot of fun.
In my spare time, I'm a publicity officer for the Aubrey Wodonga Theatre Company, and we stage musicals and local theatre productions in the Aubrey Wodonga area, and we tour them around the area and give a chance for local people to get involved in theatre. Each year we stage a full-scale musical, and last year we staged a production of Grease, and we involved a lot of local people in that process. We had 80 cast and crew, and everyone was involved from costumes right through to props and acting. And this year we're staging a production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast, which is going to be huge. From my drama side, my drama background has given me a lot of skills in public speaking and performance and promotions and PR. And I'm working part-time at an employment agency at the moment, and I'm doing promotions there of apprenticeships and traineeships. Well, when I finish my course, when I finish my dip ed, hopefully I'll go off and be a wacky little drama teacher. How's that? Not too wacky.
Normally I go out on weekends, or there's a lot of things down Dean Street. So yeah, you've got all your clubs and everything else. And it feels like a city when you're out. Yeah, there's a fair few bands that do come through. We've got that advantage because it is pretty close. They can just travel through. We've got uni nights on Wednesdays, so you can do that on Wednesday night. Or there's plenty of time to socialise as well. So Aubrey's probably the best place for shopping because it's a bit bigger. Otherwise, yeah, there's a lot of places in Wodonga as well, or travel to Wangaratta even, which is only an hour away. So yeah, there's a lot of places to go.
There's definitely a lot of sports action in Aubrey Wodonga. Myself involved in hockey. It's pretty big all over Wodonga. We got the Easter Carnival every year. Teams from everywhere come down, Sydney and Canberra, and it's pretty popular. We got a lot of teams in the competition. I play on weekends and Saturdays and Sundays, and then we train during the week. There's a lot of kids show up and have a hit. It's good. Finding a job was pretty good. I got in at Commercial Club in Aubrey. It's supposed to be the biggest club in Aubrey. They were pretty proud of that. Behind the bar, actually, very good. They like uni students. Hours are pretty flexible. It's a lot of night work, which works in well around uni during the day, and then a bit of work at night helps. Time management is one of the bigger aspects of keeping it all together. You've got to work uni in and study, and then have some time off to play sport, hit a hockey ball, and hang out with friends as well.